Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at some simple protective factors that you can do to help stave off and live a life where the influence of depression is minimized. So the first thing would be to have a reality check and have a look at the balance in your life and have a look at your work-life balance, have a look at your isolation versus social contact balance and all of those different things, and try and get it into as gray as possible. Studies have found that we need to have both social contact as well as reflective time alone, and that too much on either one of those ends can be a little bit problematic. So have a look at the balance in your life. Do what you can to keep your work restricted to what you're paid for, and ensure that you get the time to spend with family and friends, and to be doing some activities that you enjoy, and that recognize that they're actually going to be really, really important for your boss's sake and for your own productivity, because depression and stress are actually jumping up the queue to be leading causes in work-based absenteeism or even presenteeism, where people are still fronting up at work but just aren't as happy and able to perform their role. So this stuff's really important. So there's some simple things you can do protective wise. I mentioned getting into and staying in contact with friends and family there. Having really positive and as many social relations as you can, and making sure that you have those in your life is really, really important as well. Our social system helps provide us with support. It helps provide us with social activities as well as life out there in our community. And these are all really, really important protective factors in managing our depression and getting through difficult times in life. So staying in contact with friends and family, not being afraid to talk with them about really what's going on and where you're at in life, and hearing how things are for them as well is also important. When we hear how things are for our family, we actually get a gift for ourselves, and that helps us to feel really good. Exercise is another really, really important factor, as well as the dietary things that go alongside that. So we are what we eat. If we're not eating really, really well, we don't feel really, really well inside ourselves. We're less likely to exercise. We're less likely to get the serotonin-inducing endorphins that exercise provides. So half an hour exercise 3 times a week is enough to keep yourself both healthy physically as well as mentally. Really, really important. Fit a half an hour walk in your lunch break and get out of the office. The last thing would be to keep an eye on and be really, really aware of the stress that you have in your life. Stress is one of the leading causes, the biggest trigger of depression as well as anxiety in our lives. So being able to be aware of our own stress and manage that accordingly. Know when we need to pull up and do something different. Know when we are getting close to the edge and we need to do some more enjoyable activities and provide ourselves with a bit of a buffer. Know when we need to do something really physical and strenuous to burn off that destructive stress hormone cortisol. All of these are really, really important protective factors. And the biggest thing is just routine. Fitting these things into your daily week in a way that you can make sure that you get them and weather the storm of life. So think about your routine this week and aim for grey. Get some balance. Talk to you next week on Mind Games.